This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1560, How to Ask Someone If They Are Mad at You.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Don't let it fester. When you suspect that someone is angry with you for something you did, how can you find out if it's true? Today, get three things to think about and four ways to ask so that you can maintain the connection in English. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Is anyone mad at you right now?
Oh, I hope not.
Direct question.
I really hope not. I guess you don't always know, Lindsay, like if that person is going to tell you or not. I mean, I don't think anyone is. What about you?
I hope not too. Yeah, sometimes we can be really unaware, but I think generally everything's good on my end socially. So all good. people don't get mad at me that much, actually.
That's good. Have you had any situations recently or ever really where you've actually kind of wondered if someone was mad at you, where you weren't sure?
Yeah, not recently, but I think throughout my life for sure, if someone was slow to get back to me or just was a little out of touch, sometimes I would wonder, is it me? Right. And it's usually just them because they're busy.
Right. But I know. We always think something in our head of like, oh, it's about me, but it's
about me.
It's not. We're not always that important, right?
Exactly. It's more, I would think that are they like not interested in being my friend anymore if they haven't reached out in a while? Not so much that they're mad. It's just that maybe they just don't want to be my friend, which I would feel bad.
Oh, Lindsay.
We do. We make it about ourselves all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I remember there was a girl that I knew growing up who would always ask people if they were mad at her, like all the time. And, you know, we would always say like, no one's mad at you. Like, don't be, you know, be more secure. And I mean, sometimes people can like get too paranoid.
That's annoying. It's also like, it sounds kind of needy, I think. And you're right. Like there's a line. There's a time to ask it. And that's what we're going to show you guys how to do that. But don't overuse this today.
Exactly. No, it is important to know because, I mean, this is a situation that can come up. I mean, you can be in this situation where you're really not sure. And you have to pick and choose when you should ask the person. But we're going to show you how to do it today. How to ask someone if they are mad at you.
So good. This is great. I mean, this is so natural for our listeners today. Guys, you're going to be able to use this immediately with your native speaking friends, if you're living in an English speaking country. This is so good. But before we get into it, Michelle, what do we want to remind our listeners about?
Guys, well, one thing that can kind of get confusing to know, and you might think someone's mad at you, is social media or texting or anything like that, right? Sometimes online, a lot of things are misinterpreted. So you might wonder if someone's mad at you. So that, but We're not mad at you, and we want you to follow us on social media. Guys, we are everywhere. We are on Twitter, TikTok, Clubhouse, WeChat, Instagram. Oh my gosh. Facebook, so right? Exciting. Everywhere.
Facebook.
So make sure you follow us.
Yeah, we just got started over on Clubhouse this year, and it's so cool. Go find our, you know, our rooms, our clubs, and it's really a cool place to be able to actually talk with our listeners. Because if you think about it, there's no other way for us to actually talk with you guys other than getting on Skype. So I think Clubhouse is a really unique tool, and soon it should be available for Android. So really exciting.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I love it. Okay, so guys, I mean, we're talking about this kind of sticky situation where you want to ask someone if they're upset with you, if they're mad at you. I mean, Lindsay, I mean, what kind of things should you think about before you ask?
Okay, first of all, this is a big one, right? This is huge. Mm-hmm. Should you even ask that question? Is it really worth it? Or is it better to just leave it alone and see? This has been my approach as I've gotten older and smarter. Just leave something alone and see what happens.
Yeah, sometimes like that feeling might leave you, or you might have another interaction with that person that kind of puts your mind at ease, right?
Exactly.
And you realize like, no, they're not, you know? And I feel like sometimes when things happen in the moment, you really got to kind of wait a little bit, I think, because you can have this reaction and then you wake up the next morning and you feel totally different, right?
And it can be totally out of context, totally wrong. And then you realize you were wrong and then you feel bad and then it does create an actual problem, right? Yeah. So I think the older I get, the more I'm like, things resolve themselves. If I just take a step back, don't, you know, I think we do have an expression in English for our listeners. It's get out of our own way. You know, get out of your own way.
Right. Or even to get out of your head, right?
Get out of your head. Sure, that one's good too.
Yeah. I mean, so yeah, definitely think about that. Is it worth it, right? Are you really concerned? Can you let it wait and see what happens? The other thing is, we talked about this before, is this something you frequently ask, right? So this can seep into our personality and it can show this insecurity, which isn't a good thing, right? So if you're like constantly asking this, maybe take it a step back, right?
Exactly. That can be really annoying and it can show low confidence for sure. I mean, in American culture, confidence is so important. I don't know around the rest of the world, right? I don't know if confidence is held at such a high regard as it is in the US around the world, but I think it's really important here.
Right. I agree. And then what's the last thing you should think about?
So what's your relationship with the person? Yeah. I mean, and how do you usually handle conflict that happens? Obviously, you know, if you're talking about this with your partner, it's different from a distant friend.
Right.
You know, if there's something wrong with your partner, like you have to figure that out.
Yeah.
Quickly, sooner than later, probably. Don't let it fester.
Right. Fester. I was thinking of that word too. Guys, that's a good key word.
Great word.
Yeah, it's to let something fester is to let it like, how do I like have an image in my head? It's like to let it last too long to the point where it gets worse.
Exactly. We'll probably have that word highlighted in the fester. App, guys. Yeah, as one of our keywords for this episode. In the app, guys, you do get to tap on keywords, see the meaning, save them to your personal list so that you can come back to all your words in one place. So get the app if you're listening to All Ears English. Okay.
Definitely. Cool. Definitely. Yeah. So guys, again, it could be different depending on who you're talking to. I mean, you know, coworker, roommate, friend, it can all be handled differently. But today we're going to go over some basic phrases that you can use if you've decided you've gone through all these questions in your head and you've decided, okay, I want to ask, right?
Guys, All Ears English is on Clubhouse. Join our club and attend our rooms. We meet every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. New York time. But if you're not on Clubhouse yet, then check us out on WeChat, Instagram, or even TikTok. See you over there. Okay, so let's do it. We're going to move forward. We're going to pull the trigger. We're going to ask the question. All right. So if we're being a little less direct, like you said, we can say this. Hey, I've noticed that you blank. Is everything okay?
Like, what's an example of that?
Hey, I've noticed that you seem distant. Is everything okay? Okay.
Yes.
So seem distant. That's a good, you know, that's not being too accusatory. Right, Michelle?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like something's off.
Yeah, something is off. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You could even say that. You could say, I've noticed something's off. Is everything okay? If you don't want to say you know, you could say, I've noticed something's off.
And I like that too, because that's not necessarily assuming there's a problem with your relationship. You may just be, right. It could mean I've noticed something's off with you. So mm-hmm. it's showing a little more concern.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. I like that one. I mean, but then sometimes you might want to be a little bit more direct. Like, let's say you know you did something wrong. Yeah. You know you did something and this person might be mad about it. So you could say something like, hi, yeah, I have a feeling you might be upset about blank. Am I right? I hope you're not mad at me. So something like that. I have a feeling you might be upset about this. So for example, hey, I have a feeling you might be upset about our last conversation. Am I right? I really hope you're not mad at me.
Yeah. So that is really just going straight to the heart of it. If you know you've done something wrong, like you said, I like that, Michelle.
Exactly. Yeah. Or the good old, you know, we've said it. Are you mad at me? That's even more direct. You know, that might be too direct. Like, hey, are you mad at me? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes between partners, this can be like a knee-jerk question sometimes that we might say. But yeah, it's sort of, it's annoying. It's an annoying question to hear too much, right?
Right. No, it's true. So guys, you know, really think about that one, how often you're using it. Sometimes you might need it, you know, it's good to have in your back pocket, but yeah.
Yeah, just don't overuse it. The key with, you know, with any language, right, is finding a balance between saying something, keeping your words powerful by not overusing them. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. I like that. Keep your words powerful by not overusing them.
So good.
By Lindsay McMahon. That sounds like a wise quote.
Is that a quote?
I like it. Definitely. I mean, Yeah.
We could take another approach, right, Michelle? We could, you know, apologize first.
True. Definitely. I mean, what do you think that's a good approach?
Yeah, maybe. If you've clearly done something wrong.
Right.
You know, it was very blatant and you saw them react and you know that you're the problem. So you could say something like, I'm so sorry about X. I just wanted to make sure you aren't mad at me.
Mm-hmm. So you're taking the initiative. So like, how would you, like, what's an example there?
I'm so sorry about missing your party. I just want to make sure you aren't mad at me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Or another good thing you could say, I just wanted to make sure there are no hard feelings. That's a good bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes native speakers will throw this out, just saying no hard feelings, right? Yeah. No hard feelings.
I love it. Yeah. So we have a little role play here. We're really just using one of them, right? Because we're not going to ask it over and over. So let's give this a try.
Okay. Here we go. So here the situation is that I forgot to pick up my prescription at this, or your prescription. Or my own. Yours, right?
I guess mine.
Yeah, probably yours.
Whoops.
And you're being weird.
Yes. Lindsay forgot to pick up my prescription. Right. You forgot.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
And I'm being weird. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. I didn't get it. I'm really sorry.
Okay. That's all right.
I've noticed that you seem distant. Is everything okay?
Sorry. I got a little sound in the background. Well, I'm just getting upset that you always forget my stuff.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh. So you're talking about something that happened in the past, or right? Bringing it in. Yeah. So what did I say here? I said, I've noticed that you seem distant. So maybe a little bit of time passed, right, between the time that I forgot to pick up the prescription.
Right. Or just like in general, maybe like this is like, I've noticed that you're like, oh, that's all right. And you've noticed an overall change. So you're like, yeah, I've noticed that you seem distant. And then it's like, oh, well, this is what I'm upset about. Yeah. This is a repeated problem.
Okay. I like it. You called me out.
I called you out. Don't do that.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So what's the takeaway for our listeners today, Michelle?
Guys, you know, you want to consider a lot of different aspects of someone's, if you're asking if someone is mad, right? You don't want to overdo it. And you also want to be okay that with the idea that sometimes people, it's not about you, right? Like we said, I mean, we hope that you don't have to use one of these, but, you know, we wanted to give you the tools and some things to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't overdo it. Keep your words powerful. Be smart. Understand the relationship. Think about a lot of things, but then just use the words that you learn on the show today, guys. The only way to actually get to that fluency level, that fearlessness, that connection that we want is to use what you learn on the show, right?
Awesome. Oh my gosh, I love it. And guys, remember to follow us on social media.
Yes, so exciting. All right, Michelle, this has been fun. Have a good one.
You too. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.